Okay, we're up to Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. Arba Yosheves Bekatedra. She brings in four maids. She can sit in an easy chair. Omer Rav Yitzchak Bar Chananya, Omer Rav Huna, Afalpi Sheomru Yosheves Bekatedra, even though she's allowed to take it easy and even not do any errands for her husband, Ava Mozeges Lokos, but the intimate thing she does. She is mozig, his kos. Mozig means not just to pour it, but to dilute it. She used to have strong wine. They had to be diluted, so she prepares a kos of yayin. Umatzas lo esamita, she makes his bed. And that's not the the malacha before. That was putting on the mattresses or whatever. This is mamish making the top sheet or whatever. And she pours water for his bath. She prepares his bath. Omer Rav Yitzchak Bar Chananya, Omer Rav Huna, Kol Malachos Shehaisha Osa Labayla, Nida Osa Labayla. All the malachos that a woman, these malachos that we said, that a woman does for her husband, and Nida can do all the malachos except Chutz from Mizigas Hakos, except for these last ones which are more intimate things. V'hatzas Hamita, V'archotzas Ponav Yodav Araglav. Okay. The Hatzos Hamita Omarova Lo Amronella Befonov. Hatzos Hamita is only in his presence. Avoshalo Befonov Leslamba. But if she makes the bed not in his presence, that's okay. Rashi. Avomozegeslo Hakos Matzas Lomita Lifros Sadim Ulevadim Dover Sheino Torah. We're not talking about putting on the mattresses. We're talking about mamish just making the bed with a sheet and a blanket or whatever. Umishum de mile de chibanin who kadesha tischabvela. These are intimate things. These aren't stam work. These are things that bring the husband and wife closer together. Velo domi le matzas de masnisan. Right, the matzas hamita of the Mishnah is not the sheets. It's the changing the what's it called, the mattresses and whatever. That's Dover Shel Torah uvikfia. That she has to do. That's work. This isn't work. Hani lo kafi lo elechachon misiua eitzah tova lahanig zos b'Yisrael. These are nothing she has to do. These are things that Chacham said it's a good idea to do to engender closeness between husband and wife. Chutz mezigas kos kol shehu. Nida is not allowed to do these because they're taka intimate things. Okay. Shmuel would hand the kos to his wife or put it in front of her with his left hand. She made a shinui. So it was obvious it wasn't the same kind of chiba that it normally is, and they remember she's a Nida. Abaya manchale apuma de kuva. Abaya put it on the rim of a pot. Rava abesadya. Rava put it down on the pillow. Rapapa asharshifa. Rapapa put it on the footstool. So in other words, not putting it down in front of him, but putting it down in an unusual way. Omer Rav Yitzchak Bar Chananya, Omer Rav Huna, kol mashim bifnei hashamesh, chutz mibosr v'yayim. Right, you can let the waiter wait for his food, right, except for basar and yayin, because it has a strong odor, and he has a strong desire for it, and it's not healthy for him to hold off, so you have to feed him at the same time you're feeding everybody else. But other food, you don't have to do that. Okay, it's not because of the isser of losachsum shor b'disho, that only applies to animals, doesn't apply to people. But here it applies to people because it's sakonda for a person to hold himself back when he has a strong desire to eat. See Rashi. Michlefa le bimei libuna. So Rashi learns that this is talking not when she's an actual nida. When she's an actual nida, you can't even do it with a shinui. It's talking, the way they explain Rashi is the following. Min HaTorah, a woman is, what's it called, only in nida for 7 days, even if she sees all 7 days. She doesn't have to have any shiva nekiyim, no nothing. 7 days, she's in nida, she stops seeing blood, she goes to the mikveh that night, and she's tahar. Midrabana, not really, miminag, all women consider themselves zavos, zava gedola. She needs shiva nekiyim. So not only does she have to wait till she stops seeing dam, but after that she has to count 7 clean days, make bedikas or whatever. They used to, and all of that, she's in nida min haTorah the whole time until she goes to the mikveh. They used to, after 7 days, go to the mikveh. So no, she's no longer in nida d'oraisa. Min haTorah, she's tahor. And then they didn't live together until she went to the mikveh a second time after shiva nekiyim. From that time on, they would make hefsek tahara and shiva nekiyim or whatever. At that point, she was only also midrabanan because she went to the mikveh and was tahor from the nida d'oraisa. So during that, the yimei libuna, which is only a chumrah, and she's already really tahor, that's when they were somech on these shinuyim. Most Rishonim argue on Rashi and say even if she's in a regular nida in haTorah, the shinuyim help also. A beisadya mirashosav, she should put it down by his head. Ashar shifa safso, put it on the bench. Hakol mashnu pni hashamish, hamishamish besuda. A person was waiting on the meal. Ba'ochlim b'fanav, and people eat, and he waits on the table. B'shoin malachilo, he doesn't get to eat. Ad shiyakum akruim, until everybody leaves, then he eats his portion. So that's okay. Chutz nibos v'shamim, shemisav elohem mitzdayer. But fat meat and good wine, there we're afraid that, what's it called, that he's going to have too much of a desire to eat, and he'll be mitzdayer, not being able to eat when everybody else is eating. So you have to feed him when everybody else eats too. Omer Rav Chisla, Boser Shomin v'yayin yoshen. It's not all meat and wine, but fat meat and old wine. Omer Rava, because it gives out a strong aroma. Omer Rava, Boser Shomin kol hashana kula. Boser Shomin, this halacha applies the whole year. Yayin yoshen betkufas tamas, but yayin yoshen is only in the summer. Om Ravanim bar Tachlifa, havi kamina kamei de mar Shmuel, va'aisulei tavshila da ardi. Right, I was sitting in front of Shmuel, and they brought us a food, that some kind of, mushrooms. The ilav de yoivli, if they wouldn't have given me some of it, istakni, it was so good, that if they wouldn't have given me some to taste, I would have been out of a sakana, a mokum sakana, because of the tsar of not being able to eat what had such a strong aroma. Omer Avashi, have kamina kameder of kahana, v'aisi le garlide de lifsa, some kind of turnips, b'chola, in vinegar. It also gave out a strong aroma. The lav de yoivli istachni, they wouldn't give me some of it also, it would have been in a sakana, because of the strong desire to eat it. Rav Papa Amra filu tamarta de hananusi, right, even what's it called, some kind of dates, also, it's possible that a person could have a tremendous desire to eat them, and you have to give them some of it to eat. Rashi, in the summer, the aroma of the wine is very strong. The chom hayom mecharcher bo ke'eres, and the heat makes it even worse. That goes into your body like a poison. Tavshila da'ardi min kemoinu pitrio, some kind of dish made out of mushrooms. Istachni ha'isi mesuken. I was so hungry and desirous of eating this food, it would have given me bulmus, some kind of food, some kind of disease that a person gets. It's on Yom Kippur, it says, from not being able to eat, from fasting, this is bulmus. Garglide chatichos dakos va'agulos. Garglide is pieces of turnip. Tamarta de hanunisa, tamara shmena, nice thick fat date. Kamo koriv legabi dehina the edehen. Okay. Klala de milsa, Right, what's the tzada shava between all these different kinds of foods that were mentioned? Called the isle reicha, the isle kiyua. Anything that has a strong aroma and also is very pungent. Those are the kind of things that could put a person in danger if he doesn't taste from it. Avua bar ihi, uminyomin bar ihi, chad sofi mikol mino mino. One gave his waiters from each different dish to eat, so they shouldn't have a problem. V'chad sofi michad mina. One held it was good enough to give him from one of the courses. Mar mishtoy liyobadei. One, because he was such a tzaddik that he gave from the waiters from every dish. Eliyahu Novi spoke to him. Umar lo mishtoy liyobadei. The other one, since he wasn't such a chassid, Eliyahu didn't speak to him. Hano tartin chassidei. Right, there were two chassidim. The Amri Lo Rav Mori v'Rav Pinchas b'nei Rav Chisda, right? And some say that these two Chassidim were Rav Mori and Rav Pinchas, the sons of Rav Chisda. Mar kodim sofi umar ma'acher sofi. Some used to give their waiters to eat before everybody else, and some waited to give them after everybody else ate. The kodim sofi elio mishtoy bade. The one who gave earlier was did lifni mishuras hadin. So Elio spoke to him. Me'acher sofi lo mishtoy Eliyahu, and the other one wasn't zolcha to gilu Eliyahu. Amemar marzutra v'ravashi havikoyasti apischa devei izgur malka. Right, Amemar, marzutra, and ravashi were sitting by the entrance to the palace of izgur malka. Okay, the izgur, the king. He was a king of Persia. Let's see Rashi till here. Called the isla kiyua. Kiyuin shinayim, it's something that's pungent, pungent thing, like vinegar. Kol disli recha o kiyuha. Mazik, Rashi's girsa was recha o kiyuha. We have recha the kiyuha, no? Yeah, kol disli recha the isli kiyuha. Right, Rashi had recha or kiyuha, either one. Mazik is mishochel nefona veinu ochel. It's mazik somebody who you eat these things in front of him and he's not eating. Chad sofi machlas hashamish mikol min v'min. Used to give the waiters to eat from each course. The chad sofi le mimin echad b'tchila suda l'sova. Used to give him from the entree. Used to give it to him as much as he wanted to eat. V'ashar minim mashto atshig mar suda. The rest of them he waited till everybody else finished. Called him sofi, called him shita and afonav. Ma'acher sofi. Mikol min v'min la'achr shenosan l'fon of v'fnei orchim. After the orchim ate, then he could eat from all the different courses. The kodim sofi mishtoy liyob adei l'fi shenosin v'fneihem hu roe u'misava mitzdar, because the waiter, when he's serving and he hasn't eaten yet, it bothers him. U'pamim sheyesh orchim harbin. Sometimes there's a lot of guests and he has to wait a long time to be able to eat. Izgor shei melech poras. So they were on the entrance to this king's palace. Cholifa Ozil Aturgino de Malka. So the waiter, the guy who serves the king, passed by. Right? Moshev Hamonos Lefnei Asorim. The guy who waits on the king and serves his entourage. The Shonenu, whatever, that's not our Lashon, whatever it is, it's the waiter, whatever, the steward. Chazi Ravashi, le Marzutra de Chaver. So Ravashi saw that Marzutra turned white. Ape, his face turned white. So he saw that he was besukin. He had to eat something immediately. Maybe he had the diabetes or whatever, and he had some kind of attack. Shok Albetz boy, anachle bepume. So he took with his finger some of the food that they were bringing into the king, stuck his finger into it, and put it into his mouth, because it was Masakonis Nefashis. Omerle, afsadet l'sudos of the Malka. So the waiter said, the king's not going to eat it. You put your fingers into his food. The king's not going to eat now, and you're chopped liver, what's it called, this guy, right? Omerle, amayta avid hachi. He said, why'd you do that? Why'd you stick your fingers into the... Omerle, who? Man da avid hachi, posul amachal de Malka. Right, somebody who does that, it posuled the... And now you're in danger. So there's a real shail over here, whether a person has to put himself in danger to save somebody else's life. Right here, he saw that Marzutra was Mamash Misukin. but he endangered his life by putting his fingers in the king's food, right, to save Marzutra. So Shai Liz, if somebody has to do that or doesn't have to do that, Maisam Halacha, he doesn't have to do it. He's allowed to do it if he wants to, according to some opinions. According to some opinions, if it's Mamish Sakana, you're committing suicide. You're not allowed to, just like you don't save somebody, save yourself at somebody else's expense, you don't save somebody else at your expense either. Because who says he's more important than you? So, Lamaisa over here, it's Mashma that he put himself in a Sakana, but like, he was so much on the fact that he had a way out, which we'll see in a second. Somebody who serves the king, what you're serving him, is possible to serve the king. She says, why? What am I doing wrong? Right, so now he turned the tables on the waiter. I saw that there was the pig meat that had tzaras in it, and it's a danger to the king. So you're serving the king something dangerous. That's why I put my fingers in it, that the king shouldn't eat this dangerous food. But kuvelo ashkachu. So they checked it, and it wasn't pig meat with tzaras. Shoklet's boss, say anechalesi, he took the waiter's hand and he put it on. He said, "Here, this is it." He saw the waiter had this tzaras, so it transferred to the meat. And now taka, they checked it again, and they saw the meat had this tzaras in it. So did you check this piece? They checked it and they saw that taka has saras. Why were you so much on the nace that they weren't going to kill you for putting your finger in the king's, right? You made so much on the nace that the meat should turn to saras meat. I saw this guy had an aura of saras. So I figured this is a good way out. I'll put my finger in the food, save Marzutra's life, and then I'll say that, I'll get this guy to touch the food and it'll transfer the germs to the thing, and then they'll see that I saved the king from eating something dangerous. Rashi, the chover ape, ponav zoafim shinsav lemaichol. His face turned white because he had a taiva for the food that they were bringing by, and he had some kind of attack. Omrele Arturna le Ravashi. So the waiter said to Ravashi, "Afsadeto le Sudoso le Yochle Melch Miata. King's not going to eat from what you stuck your fingers in." Omrele Shotri Hamelech Amaita Virachi. So the police came, and they said to him, "Why'd you do that? Why'd you stick your fingers in the king's food?" Omrelehu Ravashi, "The Avirachi Posel Meichle Malka. Also Meichle Kazeh and Roish Yochle Melch Meichle Miyado. Somebody who makes this kind of food for the king is not roy to serve the king, because there's something dangerous in the food. Dover acher chazoi bei boser shel chazir metzora. I saw a piece of pig meat which had tzaras. It was putrid meat. B'loshen las korin lo shur shemin. Shokolets bosi, Ravashi shokolets bosi de kapila. Ravashi took the finger of the guy who was carrying the food and put it on that piece of meat to show him this is the piece of meat that's infected. Anachale al achas achatichos. You put it on one of the pieces. Okay. Mor says hocha mibanti. So he said to him, "Did you check this piece?" Kolomer bodaktim es achatichazu. Bodku ashru neis nasalom. Neis happened that the meat turned into infected meat. The parchulayo de marzutra. Right. I saw ruach zorastik apart. I saw on marzutra that there was an aura of tzaras. It gave me the hint that this is the way out. You're going to claim that the meat is infected with tzaras. Okay. Ahu Romo, the Omar Lo Lahi Itza, mincevously. Okay, there was a a goy that said to this woman, "Marry me." Omrele lo. Roma is not a goy. Roma is Romoy. Yeah, okay. Marry me. Omrele lo. Ozel Icy Rimone Pali Vaochel Kamos. He went and got Rimonim, which also are very acidic, and he started eating in front of her. Komaya Dechari Balosi, what's it called? She started to salivate because she was watching this guy eat these rimonim, and he didn't give her any. Ad the zogla, right? Until what's it called? Shimamish her skin turned transparent because she got what's it called? It contracted. Okay. Lesof Amar La Imasina Loch Min Sivilsli. Now he said, if I give you some of the Rimon, will you marry me now? Amar Layin. Yeah, she already, this was already too much for her. Also Aisi Rimoni. So he brought more Rimonim. Pauli Va'ochel Kamon. He started eating again. Now he's going to cure her from the tsar that she had from watching him eat the original Rimonim. Amar La Komaya De Tsari Loch Tuf. Shadoi, tuf shadoi. So he said all the saliva that you swallowed because you couldn't eat, spit it out. Adenafki minoki hutri yarka vaasias. Until she spit out, she threw up a green, something that looked like a green, branch, came out of her, and she was cured. Rashi. Pali, Levakea, he broke open and divided up a rimon to eat. Baharbi Yeshal Dom Meseches Nid, the Pali Peluye, right? Something where they break down things into pieces. Maya Ditsari, Rok Shigodl Besochapeh Machmas Kihua. Because she was watching him eat this very acidic thing, she got a lot of saliva. So she began to salivate because she was watching him eat and she couldn't eat from it. She came transparent, right? They blew up. Her skin erupted and swelled. She came darche in a fuchim. When your skin swells, it stretches, and the mele, it becomes you can see through it. Tov shadoi rikiki vashi, spit it out. Okay, we're gonna get it. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll continue tomorrow.